With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Grounded Boeing planes could soon be in the air again. Lisa Dwyer reports.
The Federal Aviation Administration has approved an inspection and maintenance process that the planes must first go through. After that, they will be allowed to carry passengers again. The FAA says it will not agree to any Boeing request to expand production of MAX planes until the agency is satisfied that quality control concerns have been addressed. Meanwhile, Congress is getting involved in examining safety at Boeing after a panel flew off a Boeing 737 MAX 9 jetliner in mid-flight this month. Senator Maria Cantwell says the Senate Commerce, Senate and Transportation Committee, which she chairs, will hold hearings to investigate the root causes of recent safety lapses. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at SRNnews.com, Ring says it will no longer allow police to ask for doorbell camera footage from users. Ed Donahue has more on the story.
Ring says it's doing away with the request for assistance tool. It allows police departments and other public safety agencies to ask for and receive video captured by the doorbell cameras using Ring's Neighbors app. A reason wasn't given. The change takes effect next week. Law enforcement agencies will still be able to make public posts in the app. Privacy watchdogs have been concerned about Ring's relationship with police departments, saying it can change neighborhoods into a place of constant surveillance and lead to more instances of racial profiling. Law enforcement agencies can still access videos using a search warrant. I'm Ed Donahue.
Police are on the hunt for the man who disrupted a Manhattan church service Sunday and pepper sprayed a congregant. They say that he walked into St. Peter's Roman Catholic Church near Ground Zero, spit on the altar, and then pepper sprayed a man. This is SRN News. A new poll looks at whether Americans look to the church for solutions.
A lot of congregations are trying to become more involved in their local communities, but a new poll from the Barna Group finds only about 1 in 5 people think the church has any role to play in addressing the primary problems besetting their towns or cities. The vast majority of Americans look to elected officials for solutions to the most pressing problems. After that, they're most likely to look to themselves and their neighbors. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A church in Ohio is suing after its pastor was charged with violating city ordinances when he opened the sanctuary around the clock for homeless people and others to find shelter. Police have filed 18 charges against Pastor Chris Avell. They allege the rented church building in the small city of Bryan is violating a zoning ordinance, lacks proper kitchen and laundry facilities, and has unsafe exits and inadequate ventilation. This is SRN News. Nearly 1.9 million Ford Explorer SUVs are on the automaker's recall list.
They're being recalled because a piece of trim can fly off, posing a potential hazard to other drivers. The recall affects Explorers from the 2011 through 19 model years. Federal regulators opened an investigation of the problem last year following consumer complaints. Dealers will inspect the trim pieces to make sure they're secure while adding some extra adhesive. Owners will be notified starting March 13th. Rich Thomason reporting.
8 people are under arrest for violently trying to break into a campus building during a pro-Hamas protest at a California university. Cal Poly University said the incident happened Tuesday at its rec center where a career fair was taking place. And California may soon require speed governors that limit vehicles from going more than 10 miles above the speed limit. More details at SRNnews.com.